can feel the devil walking next to me. K-W-I-N-G.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago.
Hi, it's Don Hurley, the last and final program director for KZZE. That's usually not a good thing, but in this case, I think you're going to be pretty excited about a brand new radio station coming up in about 2 minutes. It was 20 years ago today. Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. But before we do, I would like to acknowledge a few people that were part of the KZZE machine since it went on the air for the very first time back on St. Paddy's Day on March 17, 1995, when KRWQ owners Dwayne and Sherry Hill flipped the switch to give the Rogue Valley a true rock voice. There are a lot of great people who called this place home. Some of the very best, like Bill Meyer, the late Marty McGuire, Dan Arthur, Tom Carnes, DK Erickson, Chris Sargent, Jennifer Wilde, Holly Davidson, Rob King, the Ewok of Rock, Ron Santos, Montana the Rock Bitch, Murphy, Dan Cheek, Nikki V, Sideshow Bob Alfrey, Mike Bull, Ron Matthews, Mike Loy, The Donkey Show with Tanner and Drew, and then later with Drew and Marcus. Certainly Cricket Adams, and most notably, the man who spent 19 out of KCCE's 20-year existence, my friend, Mike Kincaid. Now, additionally, Kincaid served as host of The Edge for 18 of those 19 years as well. And you can't rule out the Edge mob. It was that ever-changing cast of characters that included guys like Double D, Jimbo, Boston Mike, Grant Heidi, and many, many others. Only a handful of people could be so closely identified with a particular brand or image, but KZZE and Kincaid were often one and the same and mentioned in the same breath frequently. KZZE, as we prepare to say goodbye, was the little station that could and often did. And in the end, but like all good things, they eventually come to an end. And KZZE is no exception.
Good day.
KYVL Eagle Point is the Valley at 106.3.